Please, delegates, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your lunch. We need to pick up work immediately, and we will continue where we stopped before lunch break. That means that we are still looking at document Alienorm 09/32/8. We came to part 2 of the document, which is on page 10 in the document. And this is the section that deals with revision or revocation of standards in the codex system. And it appears quite clear from the texts what is on the agenda here. So I would like to give the word to Tom to explain the document and come up with a proposal, which I hope everybody can accept, and we can pass this agenda point in a few minutes. Tom, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. You will recall that in the last document, in the document presented to the last commission session and executive committee, we had proposed consideration to either revoke or update a certain number of meat standards, which had not been looked at since 1991, and where certainly in some of them the sections on additives, contaminants, hygiene, labeling, and methods of analysis would need to be updated if the text would still be considered as valid and to be maintained. The conclusion at the time was that we would send a circular letter to all members and observers and to request comments on whether these standards were actually still used and should be maintained and thus updated. So if you go to the document for this year under part 2, you find that we received comments from Australia, Ghana, Kenya, and I also believe from the European Community. Yes, they're not mentioned in that paragraph, but the comments are included. So, and the gist of the comments of the replies that we received is that there seems to be the feeling that the standards for corned beef, luncheon meat, cooked cured ham, cooked cured pork shoulder, and cooked cured chopped meat are still useful and are still used in trade and should thus be updated. There has been also the statement that the system, the Code of Practice 7, system for the description of carcasses of bovine and porcine species, should be revoked. And we have heard no reply concerning the guideline 15 on the use of non-meat protein products in processed meat and poultry products. So, given this outcome, one possible conclusion may be that there is still a considerable number of members that believes that the 5 standards covering different meat products are useful and should thus be updated. Now, if we would recommend this, we should also say how we should do that, as we have no active, we have no committee that deals with these questions. One possible solution that I was thinking of is we could try within the Secretariat to come up with an update of these sections, which could then be sent for endorsement to the relevant committees, the relevant general subject committees. That would be one possibility. And the whole proposal could then be adopted by the Commission. That would be probably a quicker way than reanimating or creating a task force or anything like that. So the proposal would be, I mean, if the executive committee would agree that there's still some sense seen in those five standards, to try to let the secretariat update those sections, run it by the relevant committees, and then have it adopted by the commission, and to revoke the two other standards on which, the two other texts on which we did not receive, for which we did not receive support, that would be the RCP 7 and the Guideline 15. I will stop here for any comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for explaining, and thank you for coming up with a practical, straightforward solution to handling this issue, if it is being supported by this committee. So I ask if anybody has comments. Asia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We support the proposal of the Codex Secretariat. And just for information concerning contaminant levels in these standards, I think within the work of either CCFSC or the CCCF, I don't remember which, there were some discrepancies between the levels of lead in these and also general level recommended for meat by the CCFSC was pointed out, and I think that committee kind of sorted out. So as far as contaminant is concerned, problem has been solved. Thank you.
شكرا سيدي الرئيس وايضا اشكر الامانه على العرض الجيد اللي قدمته بخصوص النصوص والمقترحات هذه المواصفات لا زالت مستخدمه في العديد من الدول ومن ضمنها دول اقليم الشرق الادنى تستخدم في التجاره لكنها تحتاج الى تحديث وموائمه مع نصوص الدستور الغذائي الاخرى فيما يتعلق ب مسائل الفود هايجين والليبلينج ايضا توسيم بطاقات البيع شكرا
Nils, could you we are not sure we understood your last remark could you repeat it please
هذه المواصفات هي مستخدمة في التجارة بدول الشرق الأدنى لكنها تحتاج إلى تحديث من ناحية الشروط الصحية أيضا الليبلينج وكذلك أساليب التحليل لأنه الفترة الزمنية على وضعها أصبح قديما وتحتاج إلى موائمة مع نصوص الدستور الغذائي الأخرى خاصة فيما يتعلق بالمواصفات العامة بشكل محدد. شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Nearest. I see no more flags. I think that allows me to conclude that there is support, consensus in this committee. To the proposal that has been announced by the Secretariat, and I trust that we leave it by that, so we simply ask the Secretariat to initiate the work that has been proposed. So we will move to the next agenda point, the next part of the document, I should say it's part 3, page 11, amendments to the section on contaminants of certain commodity standards and amendments to the general standard for contaminants in food. Where it's also a description in the document, but I will again refer to the Secretariat and ask them to explain the situation. So, Tom, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I would refer to my colleague, Selma Dorian, who will introduce that part.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This part is quite long because there are several standards under consideration, several types of standards. On point one, We recall the background, the amendment to the section on contaminants and on pesticides in commodity standards was adopted at the last session. It is in the format of codex standards, but we have noted that in quite a number of standards you have different presentations or different ways of referring to contaminants or to pesticides. In some cases something is missing. There is a reference to contaminants, but there is no reference to pesticide MRLs when that would be needed, for example. So we have listed, of course, all the cases. So I do not know how you want to proceed with that, because if we go perhaps one by one, it will take some time. In many cases, we note what is the question that should be discussed. Taking, for example, the first example, food-grade salt, where there is a list of contaminants, since it corresponds with the general standard for contaminants and toxins in food, there could be a specific reference, a general reference to replace the list of contaminants. But this proposal could also be referred to the Committee on Food Additives, since that committee is responsible for food-grade salt. So that's one of the examples. In the case of one is covered already by another proposal, another document which will be considered at the Commission. In the case of fats and oils, there is a proposal to replace the current section on contaminants with a general statement appearing in the procedural manual, and that will be considered as part of the document for adoption by the Commission. And it was also, Secretary also noted that since there are some MRLs for pesticides, the general statement on pesticides should also be included. So that could be done as an editorial amendment. Some other issues, for example, in the case of fats and oils, that could be referred to the committee, because there are some substances which are not usually listed in other standards, like halogenated solvents, and how that should be addressed could be referred to the committee concerned, fats and oils. Another matter which, so that there are quite a number of these proposals. Concerning what will be coming for adoption at the Commission, we would really like to draw your attention to processed fruits and vegetables. We have, and fruit juices. We have a list of all the standards concerned. Some of them, as you see in the notes, will be replaced by this draft standard for canned vegetables and draft standard for jams and jellies, which we already considered under the critical review. And in that case, the committee included the general statement on contaminants, which replaces the specific levels. We have already discussed it under the critical review. And the general statement for pesticide is also relevant. But there is also, in this general statement, there remains the reference to veterinary drugs, which we would propose, of course, to delete, because this is not relevant for these products. And in the format of codex standards, it says clearly that the statement will be according to the nature of the product. There are also some issues which need to be discussed by specific committees, especially the reference to pesticide MRLs for processed products and on the various options on how this should be referred for processed fruit and vegetables and also for fruit juices. That, of course, could be referred both to the Committee on Processed Fruit and Vegetables for what concern the products under their terms of reference, and since the Task Force on Fruit Juices is adjourned, this question could be, of course, concerned by the Committee on Pesticide Residues. I don't know, Mr. Chairman, at this stage if I go much further, but to summarize, there are some issues which should be referred to the committees concerned. In some other cases, we have standards from adjourned committees, like cereals or like vegetable protein products, also sugars, where we have noted that there are different statements which could be replaced by general statements on contaminants or on pesticides. In some cases, it's quite simple. It would be editorial. In some others, that would need some further consideration. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you to Sadma for explaining the situation. Does it give rise to any give rise to comments in the committee. Asia, please. Can you hear me now? Okay, sorry. I it's very simple. I gave the word to the member of Asia. That's all I said. Can I try again? Can you hear it now? I just gave the word to Asia, please.
yes. We would welcome this effort to ensure transparency and consistency throughout codex standards. And also, we'd like to thank the codex secretariat for this thorough review. Well, we would like to see as much as possible the general statements concerning pesticide residues, contaminants and veterinary drug residues. Sorry, it's a kind of a strange order. I think we should decide what to do when there are or there is maximum levels or maximum residue limits for ingredients, but not for processed products. It is quite probable that for some of quite complex processed food, I think there will never be any maximum levels or maximum residue limits established. In the case of contaminants, my experience shows that all the maximum levels contained in commodity standards are already incorporated into what is called Schedule 1 of the General Standard for Contaminants and Toxins in Foods. No, I think it will be Foods and Feeds. So I think there is no problem changing the individual levels to the general statement. Well, in the case of pesticides, actually, there has never been any individual limits put in the standards. So I think, except in certain cases where a specific statement is contained in the standards, we can just replace that section with the current standard text. For some cases, like canned vegetables or fruits, there will never be any maximum residue limits for pesticides. I don't know whether it's good to have statements everywhere concerning pesticide residues, or when there will never be any maximum residue limits established, then don't include that text. I'm not really sure. If in some case there is new maximum residue limits established, then the Codex Secretariat go to individual or MRL list and also standards to check to see whether there is a need to insert the statement or not. So is there any possibility to put something to the effect, where there is one, or that kind of insertion in the statement, so that you don't have to go back and forth every time Codex Alimentarius Commission adopts new standards and new MRLs and maximum levels. Thank you.
Thank you, Asia. I hear Asia supporting the general proposals in the documents that have a number of specific comments which obviously will have to be taken on board. I don't know if that calls for any further comment from the Secretariat, or we could just take note of the comments presented by Asia. Selma, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, that was also what we would propose, but the question is what we are going to decide to do. Ask the question that it can be when we have checked, for example, simple example, standard for dates, it's not included at the moment. There is no statement, but we saw there are some MRLs. So it would be very simple to include the statement on pesticide residues, referring to the MRS, because it exists. But in the case, also as mentioned by the member for Asia, in the case where there is a need for some discussion on how to address the reference to the ingredient from the raw material, the MRL is the raw material from which the processed food is derived. So that would need for some discussion. So the question is whether we should refer these proposals to the committees concerned, or how we should what we should do at this stage. Thank you.
Thank you, Selma, for further comments. I think it appears to me that from what I hear and what I understand of this situation, that we can draw the conclusion that the reference to pesticide residues in the wet rock standards is being removed. It appears quite obvious. And then for the rest, we will ask the Secretariat to make the housekeeping work that has been done and make the changes where it is quite obvious and quite simple what should be done. Where there are any doubts or any outstanding questions, it will be referred back to the relevant committees to make sure that it's being done the proper way. That would be my conclusion. I hope the committee can accept that. That seems to be the case, if I'm not mistaken. That has taken us through the documents Alinorm 0932/8, and this means that we have finalized the agenda point on amendments to Code of Standard and related texts. So we can move to the next agenda point in the committee. I just need a few seconds to reorganize my papers and we will continue. Okay, I hope everybody's ready again. But before we turn to the next agenda item point, I would like to give the word to Tom to give a few housekeeping remarks. I think we used to call them in Codex work. So, Tom, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Given the very thorough examination of the issues that we have been making, we are thinking that it would be prudent to take advantage of the possibility to have the night session that we have put in for today. Sorry about that. But we will try to make it easier for you by providing something to eat in the break that we will have to have between 5:30 and 7 o'clock, because our interpreters will need some time to recover from interpreting. And we would then restart our business at 7 o'clock and hope to conclude not at 10, but at 9 o'clock, I guess, because we don't want to overstretch you. But we don't want to get into too much stress tomorrow. And to come right through the end of, where did you say? 5, yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. I hope that is acceptable to everybody. We consider it to be needed to go through the agenda, and I'm sure we all agree that we must try to go through the whole of the agenda. And that takes us to the agenda point 2D, where we have the documents Alinorm 09/32/9, and we have an addendum 1 to the same Alinorm, and we have a conference room document which bears the name exec/62/CRD/8. It is a document on some of the proposals that has been received. So these are the three documents that we work on under this agenda point. Before we... Before we embark on the on going through the documents, I would like to just give a few remarks on this agenda point. Of course, everybody emphasizes the work of the executive committee on the looking into the proposals for new work, because it is an important task of this committee. Nevertheless, I obviously hope that we can do it in a short time. My plan is to try to do it in half an hour. I hope we can do that shorter if possible, but we will obviously take the time that is needed to do this work, but simply for because we still have many points to go through, we'll try to do that. Concerning what we have to do now, it is, I think it's obvious and everybody's aware that the task, the function of the executive committee on this agenda point is that we need to carry out a critical review of new work. That means that we have to look into the project documents and see if these documents live up to the criteria that they are supposed to. And because there are some criteria which has been established at earlier stages of Codex work, we have distributed the documents that is appended as Appendix 2 in Alinorm 08/31/3, where the criteria has been established. I'm sure that probably all delegates already brought this document, but just to make sure that we are on equal footing, we took the opportunity to distribute it, and there's certainly nobody who doesn't have it on board. Having said that, our task is to carry out critical review of proposals simply for the purpose of making sure that we're not embarking on work in the Codex, which doesn't really live up to the criteria. I should also add that another important element is that all proposals must be treated on an equal footing. So we must be sure that we do it in a proper way, that nobody sits back and feel that they have been discriminated, or whatever word you can use to describe such an unfortunate situation. So we should do our best not to land in that situation. Those were my initial starting remarks, and having said that, I think we should start working with the document, and my intention is to go through the lists of or the proposals committee by committee. We don't want to take them individually, but I think we should take them committee by committee, simply for with the purpose of trying to ease our work. We will use the way of working that we have been doing all the time. When we come to a new agenda point, we will ask the Secretariat to introduce shortly the documents, and then we will see if there are any comments and afterwards draw the necessary conclusions. So if we look at Table 1 in the document, that means the Alinorm 09/32/9, we start with the Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. There are three proposals, so I would like Tom to introduce the three documents, and then we'll see if there are any comments from the committee. Tom, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Just very brief introduction from me. Should there be need for in-detail explications, then I would refer eventually to my colleague who is dealing with the relevant committee. But this should be straightforward. First, revision of the standards for canned bamboo shoots and canned mushrooms for inclusion as annexes to the draft standard for certain canned vegetables as part of the effort of this committee to update old standards and also to create standards in a more horizontal way by creating group standards to simplify the whole system of codex standards for processed fruit and vegetables. The second one, the revision of the standard for table olives, no doubt an important commodity, also in need for revision in the line of the project of this committee to update all its standards. And the same goes for the standard for grated desiccated coconut. And I will just pause here for any comments that the members of this executive committee may have on these standards. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. I see a flag from the member of Europe, so Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You very kindly distributed just before this item the document that you were sure we'd all brought with us, which was a reminder of the guidelines for providing information to help the executive committee make its decisions in connection with the critical review. However, with these three standards, they follow a very similar format, but are very light on information on the need for revision. The first item on canned mushrooms and canned bamboo shoots is the last stage of a simplification process, and that is understandable. But when it comes to table olives and the desiccated coconut, the relevance and timeliness sections are identical, and the main areas to be covered are identical. They're generic wording. And that doesn't really allow us the opportunity to consider why at this particular stage there are problems with the standards as they operate now and why it is necessary for protection of the consumer or fair trade practices to embark on a revision. There are plenty of old standards. They're not all under revision, and I do believe that we need a justification as to why. To be fair to the committee, all the sections have been completed, except the key question, which is, what would happen if the standards were not revised? Is there a particular problem for consumers or for trade? So I think we have perhaps these standards to look at, but also potentially a generic issue for providing extra guidance when a proposal comes forward for revision of a standard as opposed to a new standard. Thank you.
Thank you. Europe, I see a flag from Southwest Pacific, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Briefly and in the same way, we also have an observation to make about the completeness of the project documentation. In addition to the comments made by the member for Europe, for us a particular significance we attach is the guideline B in relation to diversification of national legislation and apparent resultant or potential impediments to international trade. To us, this is an important piece of information on which we might be able to make judgments as to the need for updating and promoting international harmonization through standards development. And we believe that not merely in respect of these three standards, but in a few other examples as well in relation to commodity standards proposals, the project documentation appears to be somewhat deficient, And to the extent that that is the case, it makes the job of critical review and determination of the work priorities that much more difficult from the executive committee's point of view. I have some suggestions at a more generic level, but I would leave that to be made probably towards the end of the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Southwest Pacific. I'm very pleased that you will wait with more generic remarks till we have passed the year, and it might also make more sense to all of us, so I appreciate that very much. Are there any further comments to these? Yes, the member of Latin American and Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Brasil, en la elaboración de este proyecto, ha señalado, entre otras cuestiones, que ciertos aspectos relativos a los aditivos no están cubiertos por las normas general de aditivos y que, por lo tanto, sería una de las razones por las cuales debería ser revisado este estándar, aparte de otras cuestiones relativas a nuevas tecnologías y avances científicos que hacen que sea necesario revisar ciertos aspectos de la norma. Podríamos solicitar que para la reunión de la comisión se pudiera actualizar la información a los efectos de que la comisión adopte una decisión sobre este tema. Gracias.
Thank you, Latin America. Asia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You may recall that yesterday I made some statement about need for information or, in case of food safety, scientific information, sufficient scientific information when we are going through monitoring document. Although the need for information or the scientific data are not included in the two sets of criteria, we recognized yesterday that the work may stall due to the lack of sufficient information. So when we go through the list, well, information may not be available for us to consider, but I think it is important to see if there is sufficient information for the development or revision of standards. Thank you.
Thank you, Asia. No more comments? Sorry, I just had to consult with my expert on my right side here on this issue. But I see that in the meantime, the member of Europe has raised his flag, so please, Europe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a suggestion for these two standards. The Committee on Processed Fruit and Vegetables, I think, is not scheduled to meet until after next year's Commission meeting. So in the meantime, there is an opportunity for the sponsor countries, perhaps liaising with the host of the committee, to provide this further information so that this committee is in better placed to make a decision on future work. And the information would be, as the member for the Southwest Pacific mentioned, answering the queries at point B about the actual or potential impediments to trade, and if you like, what would happen if the standard is not revised? What are the problems? So this would therefore not involve too much delay if this information was provided for the Executive Committee to make a more informed decision. Thank you.
Europe, and I see member of Latin American Caribbean, ask for the floor again, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Tengo una sola duda respecto al planteo que está haciendo el miembro por Europa. ¿Tenemos la certeza de que la comisión va a reunirse en el 2010? Pues si la comisión se reúne en el 2010 sería una alternativa aceptable porque lo pondríamos, tendríamos el tiempo suficiente para volver a tratarlo en la reunión de la comisión del 2010. Lo único que me preocupa es que se vuelva a las reuniones cada 2 años y que esto se demore, con lo cual o hacemos algún link para tomar la decisión o de lo contrario no podríamos, no quisiéramos buscar alguna otra alternativa. Gracias.
Thank you, Latin America. Tom has a comment on that, I see. And maybe other colleagues from the Secretariat. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As a officer responsible for this committee, if we're going to go along with the proposal from the member from Europe and the Commission will take a decision in 2010, there won't be time for this committee to prepare the standard in time for the next session of the Committee on Processed Fruit and Vegetables. And I just want to draw the attention that this committee started to work again since 1998 with the specific task to revise all the standards for processed fruit and vegetable, which are really outdated. It's not only outdated provision in terms of contaminants or pesticides that maybe the Codex Secretariat can go and revisit and maybe propose a new text, but there are also technical issues that the committee already discussed in the past meeting and decided that these are important commodities for international trade and need to be revised. We have a particular case for the standard for table olives because we have the International Olive Council who's revised this standard, and now we have also a problem of disalignment. This is one of the organizations who has brought out this issue to the Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables as well. So we need also to keep consistencies because this may create a potential trade problem. It's the same for grated desiccated coconut. Maybe it's not well specified, but in any case, it's written in the project document that the updating will avoid potential problems in international trade. And I don't know what else the Processed Fruit and Vegetable Committee may say about it, but I mean, we believe that in the project document, the main reason because we're revising is because they are really out of date standards and they need revision. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Garcia. Tom has a further remark, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. It may become visible from the way the committee has treated these proposals that they maybe don't see the revision of a standard as much to create a project document with as much scrutiny as they maybe would do for a new standard. For instance, if you would consider, as I've heard before the comment, the diversification of national legislation, obviously maybe a committee might think, well, the standard already exists, so there was that problem was already addressed at some point. Do we need to readdress it when we revise the standard? Do we need to find the justification for a standard every time we want to revise it? That is a question maybe that at some point we need to address. I'm not making any judgment on that at the moment. But what I would suggest is, as my colleague has said, as this committee was revived with a specific task to go through all these standards and to update them and, if need be, to group them into group standards, at which they have been doing a very good job and simplified our standards a lot and reduced the number of standards a lot, which is why I always refuse to take the number of standards as a success criteria for Codex, because sometimes we reduce and it's a big success because it makes the world easier, simpler to deal with. So what I would suggest in this case is that we would state, I have not heard any objection to the first proposal, really, so we would recommend that to the Commission for New Work. And for the second and third, we may say that the information given in the project document was a bit thin, and but we do not take a position at the moment, but we would ask the chair, because the chair of the committee will be present at the commission session, and we would ask the chair to give additional information in an intervention when this item comes up, and then let the commission take the decision on this standard. That's what I would suggest as a way forward. Thank you very much. And then in the future we may see if we want to say something general as to how to deal with revisions as compared how to deal with new work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. It appears to me to be fairly convincing arguments, and it's also a practical solution to getting further information. And if the chair of the committees are not able to give convincing arguments in the commission, well, the commission will take the necessary decision, I expect. So I suggest that we stick to the conclusion on this proposal from the CCPFB, sorry, and stick to that, and this is that will be the presentation from the advice from the executive committee to the commission. It sounds reasonable and also constructive to me to do it that way. I hope the committee can accept that. I see no opposition, so that is my conclusion on this point. So we move to the next one immediately. The next one is CCLAC, where we have two proposals, Culantro Cryote and Lukuma. And again, I would ask Tom to shortly introduce the documents, and then we see if there are any comments. Tom, please.
Thank you very much. Very, very short, because here we also have the additional advantage of having the chairperson of the committee here, except saying that I find Culantro Cryote a wonderful name, and I hope to taste it one day. So I would maybe give the floor to chairperson of the committee. Thank you.
Gracias. Estos dos productos son muy importantes para la región porque, como pueden ver en los datos presentados, han ido un aumento el intercambio comercial intrarregional y la producción cada vez es mayor. Para evitar una potencial barrera comercial es necesario tener un estándar regional.
Thank you, coordinator of Latin American and the Caribbean. Do we have any comments on these two proposals for regional standards, which are, well, you can find the project documents in the Alinorm, that is a main document. If there are no comments, there is one comment at least. Europe, please.
Thank you, Chairman. One of the documents indicates that one reason for the development of a standard, that is on Culantro Cryote, it could help serve to boost exports of a regional product, whereas a regional standard is really designed to encourage the flow of trade within a region of a regional product. And I think my question is, not knowing anything about this particular product, is what are the prospects of agreement, and are there likely to be divergent views between members? Because I think when we start work on a standard, it's important not to set out on a job of work where you've got 50% favour A and 50% favour B. So is this an area that looks very promising, is my question. And on the second of these, Lukuma, there seems to be a very good reason for having a regional standard, which would help recognition of the product. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. I think, or Europe, I should say. Apologize. I think these questions were directly addressed to the coordinator from Latin America. So please, coordinator, or maybe the member from Latin America, would like to respond. That's fair enough.
Gracias, señor presidente. En realidad, son dos temas bastante distintos. De hecho, la presentación que CICILAC avala de Costa Rica para el culantro coyote se trata de una hierba que se consume en fresco y que hay mucha diversificación en América Latina. En realidad, lo que Costa Rica está pretendiendo, porque de hecho ha aumentado mucho el comercio regional, es de alguna manera utilizar el CODEX, el Comité Regional, como un foro donde se pueda negociar este estándar, de manera que no sean los países los que empiecen a poner disposiciones nacionales que luego frenen injustificadamente el comercio por el simple hecho de que no ha habido intercambio de información respecto de lo que deberían ser los parámetros fundamentales que regulen el estándar de identidad y calidad. Y aparte, para resolver otras cuestiones que están vinculadas con este producto, que podrían tener algún tipo de relación con temas de inocuidad de alimentos. En el tema de la lúcuma, básicamente, Perú ha desarrollado a nivel nacional un trabajo muy importante, y de hecho fue a través de la presentación de Perú en el Comité Regional que muchos delegados empezaron a detectar que en sus países también se producía este producto, que no lo tenían regulado y que por el momento era prácticamente como una delicatessen. Y esa era la razón por la cual no estaba regulado. Lo cierto es que Perú lleva la delantera con toda una serie de iniciativas de estandarización debido al incremento que tiene en la comercialización de la lúcuma, y creemos que básicamente es un trabajo que habría que acompañarlo, porque verdaderamente tiene muy buen potencial de mercado, y para países en desarrollo poder encontrar este tipo de productos que realmente no se dan en cualquier parte del mundo, y encontrarle nichos para su comercialización y tenerlos estandarizados además, es algo muy importante. Esas son las razones por las que CICILAC ha avalado el pedido de estas dos normas regionales. Gracias.
Latin America. I hope those arguments were convincing for the committee, and if that is correct, then I think we can conclude that the executive committee supports the to propose to the commission to decide that new work can be started as regional standards for culantro coyote and lucuma. That seems to be the case, so that is the conclusion of this one. The next item is from the CCFIX committee, Principles and Guidelines for National Food Control Systems. Tom, do you have any particular comments on that introduction, please?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. This is a proposal for new work that was in detail discussed and the project document elaborated in the committee, which will provide a framework that may assist governments in the development and operation of national food control systems. So for the protection of the health of their consumers and ensuring fair practices within the country as well. Not much more to say for my part here. The document seems fairly complete. It is, in a way, a new type of work for this committee, but which it considers, the members of the committee considered as very important. I will stop here.
you, John. An interesting document. Does it call for any comments in the committee? Or can we conclude immediately that there is unanimous support? It seems to be the case. So that is my conclusion. And we move on to CCFH, Code of Hygiene Practice for Control of Viruses in Food. Certainly an important proposal in the name of consumer protection, health reasons. So, Tom, introduce, please.
Go back to the beginning, sorry. Okay. Yes, the next document from Committee on Food Hygiene, Code of Hygienic Practice. I have my colleague here from the relevant document, from the relevant committee, expert. Document seems straightforward. Protection of consumers' health. If there's no comments, I would suggest to move forward with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Straightforward document. Everybody agrees, it appears. I see no flags. So, we support that one. Thank you. The next is the Near East. We have three proposals from the Near East. Standard for pomegranates, or regional standards, I should say. Regional standard for pomegranate, regional standard for harissa, and regional standard for halva tahinia. Tom, would you like to introduce them, please, from the beginning?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Three standards, yes, from this committee. Just a short note, we received a project document for harissa and for halva tahinia rather late, and we sent a comment back also to the coordinating committee that we considered that the proposal was not quite complete. This is why we have also CID 8 available, which was then submitted to revise those project documents in order to make them complete. And I would suggest to turn the floor to the coordinator for the Near East, who is here, fortunately, and who could give us more information about this updated document and the state of completeness of these project documents. Thank you very much.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. أشكر الأمانة على سعة الصدر في وإعانتنا على إعداد وثائق الاستعراض التقييمي. طبعا اجتماع هذه اللجنة تم خلال شهر 1/2009، ونظرا لحداثة هذه اللجنة لم نتمكن خلال الدورة الخامسة من استكمال الاستعراض التقييمي، خاصة أن جل الأعضاء الذين يساهمون في هذه اللجنة لا يزالون لا يفقهون إجراءات الدستور الغذائي إلا طبعا البلدان التي ترأست هذه اللجنة نظرا لحداثة العهد. لذلك حاولنا إتمام هذه الوثائق بين اجتماعنا هذا. تاريخ انعقاد هذا الاجتماع هو تاريخ انعقاد الدورة الخامسة. طبعا بالنسبة لوثيقة الرمان نعتبرها مستوفاة المعطيات، إلا أننا وطبعا لنا نستسمحكم دراسة الوثيقة CRD 8 كتكملة للوثيقة المقدمة في شأن مؤصفة الهريسة عجين فلفل الحار ومؤصفة الحلاوة الطحينية الحلاوة الشامية، وذلك خاصة باستكمال المعايير المطبقة على السلع. وأذكر حجم الإنتاج والاستهلاك في البلدان المختلفة وحجم ونمط التجارة بين البلدان، تنوع التشريعات القطرية، إمكانية السوق الدولية والإقليمية، مدى إمكانية إخضاع السلع للتوحيد القياسي، مدى تغطية المواصفات العامة السارية أو المقترحة للقضايا الرئيسية المتعلقة بحماية المستهلك والتجارة، العمل المنفذ في مجال من جانب منظمات دولية أخرى أو مقترحة من قبل جهات حكومية ذات صلة. كل هذه العناصر حاولنا استكمالها في الوثيقة CRD 8 بالنسبة للهريسة والحلاوة الطحينية. وطبعا بالنسبة للهريسة المعطيات غير متوفرة في قواعد الاقتصادية المتوفرة في العالم، وذلك نظرا لانضوائها تحت تسمية التوابل والمنكهات. كذلك أشير في دراسة هذه الوثيقة رجاء من أعضاء اللجنة أخذ بعين الاعتبار أن هذه الكميات ليست كبيرة بما أنها تنضوي تحت التوابل والمنكهات. فإذا كانت هناك استفسارات أخرى فأنا على ذمة اللجنة للإجابة. شكرا.
That all the time. I really apologize. Asia has asked for the floor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a comment on the new work for the regional standard for harissa for hot pepper pasta. As far as I understand, that this kind of product may be similar with the product in Asia, we call chili sauce. So therefore I suggest to Near East to maybe to give the draft standard to us, to the Asia, to make some review in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Asia. Are there any further comments? I see the flag from Vice Chair Dave, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I recall that when the Codex Secretariat had requested the coordinator from the Near East to add information, to provide additional information on harissa and halwa tehinia. And I had an occasion to speak to the coordinator. I also had the impression that this is close to chili paste, red chili paste, something, an item on which Asia is also working on. On that basis, I had provided some additional information on trade in hot chili paste, which is, as the coordinator from the Near East just said, that it is in a spice. And we also trade in this product on a very large basis. There is a lot of trade between India and other countries. Perhaps it might be a good idea to consider, instead of a regional standard, whether it is in Asia or in the Near East, a global standard, if it is possible. But certainly the coordinators, the two coordinators, might like to discuss this and come to a solution. The second comment that I would like to make is with regard to pomegranates. It is true that the production of pomegranate is substantially localized in the Near East countries, but there is a large amount of international trade in this product. So I would suggest that this item may be taken up in the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables as an item of new work for a global standard. In fact, at the last CCFFP meeting, Iran had made this proposal, but it came at a very late stage, and it wasn't quite complete as well. Therefore, it was decided that this may be taken up through the normal course of critical review, and therefore it was not taken up further. So my recommendation here again is to take up this item for a global standard. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Tade. I see also a flag from the Near East again, so please, Near East.
شكرا سيد الرئيس. بداية أود أن أساند اقتراح نائب الرئيس فيما يخص مواصفة الرمال أن ندفعها إلى أن تكون ودراستها على أن تكون مواصفة دولية. ثانيا أريد أن أشير وقد حاولنا إيضاح ذلك في الوثيقة استعراض التقييمي بأن منتج الهريسة عجين فلفل الحار يختلف في تركيبته وفي طريقة تحضيره وفي نوعية الفلفل المستعمل عن صوص الشيلي، وليس بالإمكان تنسيق في مواصفة موحدة، فالمنتجان مختلفان تماما. وطبعا وقفنا خلال الدورة الخامسة في النقاشات خلال هذه الدورة مع الأمانة ومع ممثلي بعض الدول الضيفة على حقيقة أن منتج الهريسة ومنتج صوص الشيلي يختلفان تماما، لذلك لا أرى من الموجب دراستهم في مواصفة واحدة، لكن يمكن تقديم إيضاحات أكثر حول المنتجين لبيان الاختلاف بينهما. شكرا.
We just had some consultation. We have many balls in the air for the time being. So before we try to come up with further comments or maybe try to conclude, I would like to give the word to the coordinator of the Latin American and Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Referente a la propuesta de del estándar de Granada, el año pasado la revisamos en el comité ejecutivo y se recomendó que fuera un estándar regional. Asimismo, en el comité de frutas y hortalizas frescas se recomendó que este estándar se empezara a nivel regional, se trabajara así y luego se presentara en el comité por la carga de trabajo tan fuerte que se tiene dentro del comité de frutas y hortalizas frescas. Por eso considero que debe de ser autorizado el trabajo a nivel regional y después presentado en el comité. Gracias.
Thank you, coordinator from Latin America. I think I see another flag from a member of Europe. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman. As regards the Harissa product, I noted in support of its proposal that this product has been subject to imitation, and there is obviously perhaps some a need to protect consumers in this area. And I would suggest that perhaps the Committee for the Near East start work, but make sure that they are informed of, and vice versa, the work that's going on chili sauce to make sure that there isn't convergence, but it looks as though they are rather different products. As regards pomegranates, I had great nervousness about the document, given the number of countries in which pomegranates are grown. And I noted that the terminology was Iran, India, USA and Spain have the highest area under cultivation with the greatest diversity of varieties. And that immediately makes me nervous about the whole project and about the prospect of it being a very long discussion. And so I think we need to be cautious before we give the green light to work on this, to be sure that this is a topic that, if it is started, can be completed within a regional time frame. And the host country representative makes a very fair point about workload in the Fresh Fruit and Vegetables Committee. But it would appear that that is the most likely place. But I'm not convinced it will have an easy ride, and I just wonder whether we're in a position to set this one going. Thank you.
Thank you, Member of Europe. I think if I understand correctly the different arguments of delegates, the issue we have to separate, the issue of harissa and pomegranates, is two different issues. And the way I understand it, I think we could accept that harissa is a different product than red chili sauce, but there is obviously a need for relation between Near East and Asia to make sure that there's no confusion on these two issues. So I would believe we could draw the conclusion that we accept to start new work as a regional standard in the Near East for harissa. And we note that we expect this committee to have close contact with Asia, the Asian Regional Committee, to make sure that there is no confusion and no problems in that relation. The other one is pomegranate. Before I try to draw any conclusion to that, I think I would give the word to the member of Latin American and Caribbean, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Coincido con el miembro por Europa que en casos como este de la harissa, en los que hay productos similares que pueden ser desarrollados en distintas regiones, hay que ser muy cuidadosos de manera que al elaborar un estándar no se pueda caer en el error de inducir involuntariamente error a los consumidores. Me parece que en esta tarea en la que, por un lado, se estaría promoviendo la elaboración de este estándar y por el otro está en discusión el del chili, quizás este comité ejecutivo en algún momento debería hacer un examen con informes de los presidentes de los comités que lleven adelante estas tareas, de manera de garantizar que efectivamente se trata de dos productos totalmente diferentes y que se los diferenciaría bien en un mismo mercado a través de su denominación. Respecto de la granada, creo que el tema de la harissa debería iniciarse en el comité regional. Y respecto de la granada, me parece que si bien el Códex, por su tarea de priorización y de tratar de no perder tiempo en sus actividades, debería tener en claro que puede llevar a buen término una norma sobre la granada, tampoco puede mirar para otro lado respecto de este tema, si es que efectivamente se produce en tantos países, porque justamente el Códex está para elaborar normas internacionales sobre alimentos y sobre todo teniendo en cuenta que la diversidad de estándares nacionales podrían llegar a complicar el comercio actual o en el futuro. No obstante, quizás el Comité Ejecutivo podría brindar algún tipo de orientación para que algún grupo de trabajo de países que estén interesados puedan hacer una especie de revisión de lo que hay actualmente a los efectos de ver si se puede llegar a presentar una propuesta razonable que en un plazo prudencial el Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas pueda aceptar, no en este momento por su carga de trabajo, pero ponerlo como en lista de espera, una vez que se haya examinado si efectivamente podría llegar a haber mínimos acuerdos sobre la manera de estandarizar este producto. Gracias.
Thank you, Latin American. This issue of pomegranate seems to be fairly complicated because we have more than one proposal on the table. We have a project document from the Near East Committee, and nobody has anything against that document. And I think everybody accepts that this complies with the criteria that we work on. So there's no doubt that it could be supported by the committee that it has been started as a regional standard, if I understand correctly. Although I'm not sure if I understood the remarks from the member of Europe correctly when warning about this issue of huge standards variety, which could cause a problem of establishing. I guess that was a remark to the proposal of making a global standard. If it restricted to a regional standard, this proposal might, or this obstacle might be of a smaller size than the opposite. That was my understanding. I might have got it wrong, but that could be, that stands for correction. It may come now. Europe, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Given that this particular fruit is grown around the world, as listed here, and certainly well outside the Near East, it seems a little strange for a regional standard to be drawn up. It will doubtless be linked to the standard for Iranian pomegranates. It's not clear how that's going to help trade within the region, whether that's the problem, or whether the problem is in international trade. Certainly, if there is a regional standard, there may well be a push to make that into a worldwide standard, where one might foresee problems. I am no expert on pomegranates other than the fact that they're healthy, but it is not enough to say that there's big international trade in pomegranates, so we need a standard. There was a need to standardize on sardines, and look what happened with that. But seriously, in all seriousness, we should not be starting work that ends up with that sort of problem. It will tie up resource, particularly committees, with great difficulties over a long period. So I'm very cautious about setting this work started in any direction for the moment until we find out more about the needs of it being either a regional or an international standard. And perhaps other countries should be asked for their view on it. Thank you.
To Europe. Please, I have just got a very convincing advice from my secretary. That means we have a coffee break now. that gives us time to reflect on a fairly complex situation where there are pros and cons from different sides of the committee. And gives us 10 minutes to reflect on and what do we do and how do we conclude on this. So please have a coffee break, but please be back at 4:20, not later than 4:20. We have a lot of work that we still need to do.